find your Robert friend?
Okay, hold on just a minute.
All right.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. Are you he? All right.
Hello, Mr. Friend.
Yes.
This is Larry Moyers from Akron with the Flying Saucer Investigation.
Yes, how are you?
Good. How have you been?
Oh, I've been fine.
We noticed quite a release yesterday in the Associated Press. Were you responsible for that?
No, that came out of the Security Air Force's office.
Oh, out in Washington?
Right.
What do you know about it?
What do you mean, what do I know?
Well,
I read it in the paper like you did.
Is that really true?
What's this?
I'm
not even sure I saw the same one you saw.
Yeah, well, it was an
association. I saw a short release in the Springfield newspapers last night.
Uh-huh. Well, look, Major, I have Mark Canduso, who is with the committee now. We've formed a new committee, the Flying Saucer Investigations Committee.
Yes.
And Mark is on the other end of the line, and I want to introduce him to you. Mark, take over there, boy.
Hello, Mr. Major Fred.
Yes, how are you?
You say you're not responsible for this release.
No.
Do you have any knowledge of it at all?
Well, yes, I knew that a release was coming out.
I see. In other words, did you cooperate with this release?
Yes, I provided them with some of the information.
Oh, I see.
That is the statistical information.
Are you serious about this?
What's this?
Are you serious about it?
Serious about what?
I mean, about, do you feel that this is a release that you'd have put out yourself?
Well, as I said, I haven't seen the complete release, but I know that all of the statistical information came from me, that's for sure.
I see.
Major, are you still continuing the investigation?
Yes.
And under what name are you continuing now?
What do you mean?
Well, what do you head your department?
It's still Project Blue Book.
Still Project Blue Book.
That's right.
Well, that's good, and I'm glad you are.
Absolutely.
We have been getting an average of about 3 reports a week up here in the last couple of months. We've had almost a flat.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's strange because I don't recall any that have reached us.
Well, this is probably true. Do you feel, Major, that some of these press releases are interfering with people wanting to give you the reports?
Well, absolutely no, because we promised to put in there a statement asking the people to report them to the nearest Air Force installation.
But this did not appear.
Well, it's supposed to have appeared.
This release seems to imply that you now are able to investigate and diagnose all the way to 2%, 1.94% of them are unidentified now, as to about 20% back in the 1947-1952 era.
Oh, this is true.
To what do you attribute?
Approximately 2% of these things are left unidentified.
I see. Major, we noticed in the release here that there seemed to be somewhat of an admission in the way it was stated of the existence of the UFO by stating that the technology of the UFO has not exceeded ours as to this date. Now, do you feel that that was an admission by the Washington office?
Could I read it right out of the paper for you?
All right, you go ahead and read it.
Okay, it said it's Project Blue Book has turned up no evidence of any UFOs represented technological advances beyond the range of our present-day scientific knowledge, or that any were extraterrestrial vehicles under intelligent controls.
Right. There has been no evidence to indicate this. Not to us.
I see. I realize that.
Right.
From all reports, let's say, for instance, if you take the stand that there are no such things, then, of course, this statement is true. If the stand is, though, that it's still indefinite and you still have a 2% of unidentified.
That's for sure.
The things that are unidentified sometimes outperform anything that has been seen on Earth, isn't that right?
Well, when you say outperform, what do you mean? You see, for instance, when you start talking about performances, you're talking in relative terms. In other words, if you're talking speed, you're talking relative to what?
Well,
in other words, you say anything that we've ever seen. After all, we have our satellites that are dashing around the air at around 18,000 miles per hour.
I know, but they...
We have meteors entering the atmosphere at around 50,000.
Well,
things of this sort. So you see, when you say
outperforming you. What are you talking about, outperforming Kraft?
Well, let me say it this way, then. I can be more specific.
Okay.
I realize that in the case of meteors or meteorites, whatever, meteors, and also of satellites, that this is true, but the satellite picture has only entered since 1957. And the Project Blue Book, or its predecessor, started sometime in 1947. And supersonic aircraft were not prevalent, you know, as prevalent then as they are now. The B-58, of course, travels at a high rate of speed now. And I say that relative, I think, sure, you're right about that, because it's relative to a person who, and it's subjective to the person who is reporting these things. And if they've been reported to cover, I remember one balloonist back in the White Sands area and two other technical men down there. I think one of them was Conrad Wade.
I think I remember reading this.
And that one was tracked by theodolite and stopwatch at something around 18,000 miles per hour.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we had no satellites in the sky at that time, and we had no aircraft that could even approach that kind of a speed. Now, what would they mean by this kind of a statement, then? In other words, this base statement is based strictly on the fact that they feel that there is no UFO.
No, I think that what he means there is this, that all of those things which we have identified, now, discounting the 2%, that all of these objects that have been identified have at least not been operating outside of a realm which we can explain.
Oh, I see.
In other words, he's talking about, say, his velocity, then he's talking, say, meteoritics, or he might even be talking satellite velocities.
Oh, I see. Major, perfect.
I was going to say that another thing, too, is that the characteristics of even the unidentified cases have not exceeded these limits. I think this is what he means.
These limits.
In other words, when I say these limits, I'm talking about the limits of things that we've had in previous sightings that have been explained.
I see what you mean by explained, yes. Major, have you had any new information that would be of interest to our group here?
Actually, I haven't had any information reported to me recently. There was a sighting that took place in Minnesota, but all of the information isn't in yet. I had a phone call from a gentleman out there, but as yet I haven't gotten the reports officially.
Look, do you remember Kent Cartwright? He's talked with you a number of times from WCUE.
Right.
Yes, he's
up there? Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, sure.
Do you mind, sir, if we share this with him?
Share what?
Our conversation.
Oh, no. I don't mind you telling anything I said.
All righty, fine.
Uh-huh.
Mark, is there anything else that you want to chat with the Major about? I don't seem to have anything here that is really pressing.
I thought that I had something in mind here, but I kind of, I was just wondering, Major. In all these explained reports, the 98% that you're talking about,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not trying to be facetious when I ask this.
Yes.
What about the people that were involved? Are they convinced that your findings are correct?
I can't answer for those people. It comes off hard to answer for all of the people that 98%.
And that's exactly the...
This is when you start talking 98% of the cases.
I know, Mr.
Well, let's put it this way. I would say that the majority of them are satisfied.
Well, that's exactly the question I was asking, Major. Is it's pretty hard to set yourself up, you know, as a fact-finding body and then coming out with such an opinion which would cover 98% of the cases. And that makes it a pretty tough proposition, you know, to swallow. I'm not swallowing.
Well, I agree with you there, but actually, you're going, no matter what position you take, going to find it awfully hard to convince the majority of the people. You know this yourself.
Yes.
saying much of anything is right there.
Well,
this is any position that you take, there you will have a great probable chance of being with the minority.
Yes, I see. I know what you mean.
Yes.
Well, really, Major, it has been grand talking with you again. Though we've
yes, it's been fine talking to you.
So,
Popovich.
Doing real well, so that's
I hear. I haven't been in touch with him too recently, but you haven't talked with him recently either?
No, I haven't talked with him. I haven't talked with George for a while. He sent me a Christmas card, which I appreciate very much.
He is still quite active in the field.
Well, I'm sure he is.
So, just a moment, Major. Actually, you noticed that I told you we had reorganized here.
Yes.
And Mr. Popowicz did register with the state and took over the old organization, say.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say about 96% of the original research group came along with the new research.
Okay, I see.
But Mr. Popowicz is still quite active, and we're happy that he is.
Well, that's fine.
So, and as a parting word, Major, I'm glad to have met you from such a long distance.
I remember your name. Didn't Captain Smith talk to you when he
was... Yes, he did.
Yes.
Yes, he did.
Right.
Well, once again, it's been nice talking with you, and
okay.
We'll make it a good night, then.
Right.